I am going to present the true golden nugget of this book first and foremost, the mental fat burning. My guess is that is why you bought the book in the first place. You are about to learn my methods of how to enhance your overall well-being. I have used the information in this book for decades. I stay in great shape, have plenty of energy, and maintain great health.
You can have this too!
The program energizes you and energizes itself. It is a fantastic spiral that just keeps spinning around, regenerating itself. The fat into the fire process becomes a completely automated natural mechanism once you know how to use it. I have been inspired to share this process to help you maximize your mechanism or metabolism. All things come to fruition in due time. The time is now. I am going to show you how to combine these three links together. First, the missing links, conditioning your thought processes. Second, the fuel links, food and proper nutrition. Third, the physical links, exercising the body. As I mentioned in the introduction, all three links are crucial in maximizing your metabolism. All three links are essential in achieving a maximized you. Practicing only one or two of the links will not get you the results you have been looking for. This could be why you have not reached or maintained your fitness and health goals up to this point. You will find all three links easy to learn and incorporate into your life. Your mind and body need all three links. Take the time to learn them, practice them, and use them every day. Combine all three links, and your metabolism, body, mind, and overall well-being can become like an unbreakable chain. Take the time to invest in yourself. Do this for yourself. There is only one of you.
You are worth it.
This is the result you can expect from applying the mental fat burning plan. You will succeed with your weight loss and fitness goals. You will also have more mental and physical energy. You will be healthier, happier, and ready to take on the world. Chapter 2: Thinking, Thoughts, Emotions. If you want to accomplish the goals in your life, you have to begin with the spirit. Oprah Winfrey. We have all been exposed to the basic ideas of negative and positive thinking. We have been taught that being negative and pessimistic is bad, while being positive and optimistic is good. Optimists believe and expect the best. Let's dig deeper into this. Pessimism is a belief that bad things will happen. A pessimistic outlook, filled with chronic negative thinking, can lead to anxiety, disrupting the metabolism. Negative thoughts can be damaging. This can contribute to weight gain, poor health, and even diseases. Studies have suggested that negative thinking can result in a higher chance of developing infections and diseases, including dementia and Parkinson's disease. I don't believe in pessimism. If something doesn't come up the way you want, forge ahead. If you think it's going to rain, it will. Clint Eastwood. Negative thoughts, including complaining, doubts, fears, worries, frustrations, and anxiety, create negative mental stress. This puts a negative demand on your metabolism, mind, body, and health. People can bring on illnesses and diseases to their bodies from their stress. That must be why many authoritarians in science, history, and religion take this a step further to state that if you think about negative things like sicknesses and diseases, then you might bring about these sicknesses and diseases unto yourself.
Doubt yourself and you doubt everything you see.
Judge yourself and you see judges everywhere. But if you listen to the sound of your own voice, you can rise above doubt and judgment. And you can see forever. Nancy Lopez, golfer. You may be thinking that you do not have a lot of anxiety or mental negative stress. Maybe you think you can control it. Do you think negatively? Do you complain? Or do you worry? Do you get angry? Do you feel pressure in your daily life? Do you feel anxious or frustrated sometimes? These unproductive negative thoughts are a burden on your body. Some of it is part of life, but most is unproductive and unnecessary. They accumulate and can do a lot of damage to your mind and body. Remove and minimize negative thoughts. It can be accomplished. This is imperative for an efficient and healthy metabolism.